I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Hariom, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will not be an exception to the fact that it will be jam-packed with information, and a lot of it cutting-edge information. We're going to be getting into advanced reality creation techniques. We're going to be talking about advanced healing techniques, and we're also going to get into throwing some light on the concept of creating a 5D positive timeline. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the show in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga. And if you're new to the program, Japa Yoga is a branch of yoga as taught by Sri Swami Sachidananda and his integral yoga, which is a combination of six different yogas. And Japa Yoga, very important, one of those branches, which is mantra repetition. And last week we had as a guest on our show Tom Palladino, a scalar researcher, scientist, and he also explained that the Om energy is also scalar energy. It's the frequency of the universe. So thus, we like to set the tone for the ET Yoga programs by having some Japa Yoga and Hari Om at the center of it. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Sachidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om Hari
Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Hari Hari Om Hari 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 Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Hari Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Shanti.
that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. And the Om and the Hari Om is another name for the Absolute, or remover of obstacles, and also the Shanti means peace. I'd like to now take this opportunity to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET listening audience just for being you. As many of us have become aware of the Maharishi effect, that higher beings affect thousands of others, and thus, by being you, you're affecting thousands of others on the planet. And I'd also like to extend an offer. It's a free offer, no strings attached, that if you have questions concerning any of the content that's brought up on ET Yoga, you can always contact me at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, at yahoo.ca. And I'd be pleased to give you my perspective on any questions that you care to have answered. And also, I'm very interested in your emails related to program content, and definitely will incorporate into a show a topic that you feel you'd like to hear more information about. And also, nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes, utilizing ideas and concepts and techniques that are taught on ET Yoga. So please share your successes. Much appreciated. Now, moving on to, I guess I should throw in my usual disclaimer here that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, mainstream media, big pharma, and technology to the best of your ability given your particular circumstance. And everybody has a different circumstance, I appreciate. But certainly applaud your efforts in that regard. Now, moving on to the big topics for tonight's show, I'm going to jump right in with a biggie here, and that is it's become obvious to me over the course of years and years that there's a critical juncture between the 3D world of polarity integration, the belief that all is happening at random, as opposed to the 4 and 5D reality where your beliefs, your emotions, your definitions create the outer reality you experience. And if you don't get that point that you have responsibility for your own experience, then you're basically stuck in the polarity integration game. And personally, I don't see any way of advancing into any 4D or 5D reality. And on a spiritual journey, there is what's called the true baptism. And what is the true baptism is when an individual realizes that there are higher levels of consciousness and that you have the ability to attain them. That is the true baptism. And if you have that true baptism, then you understand what I'm talking about. And also, these concepts, that belief and your emotions and your definitions, creating your outer reality, are backed up by what's called the ultimate truths of reality. And why do the ultimate truths of reality work? Why were they kept hidden in the mystery schools for about 2,000 years before about, oh, I guess it's probably been 15 or 20 years ago now that Gene Hatch did this channeling of Mother Mary and made a list of 21 ultimate truths of reality. And the reason that they work is this, is that we live in a simulation. You can call it the Matrix if you like, but we live in a simulation. The world that we live in is no more real than if somebody was sitting in a research laboratory and created an artificial intelligence reality creation game, a simulation. The simulation is not real. What is real is the experience that you have in the simulation. And further information has come forward from Tigetan Pleiadians that indicate that this matrix was created by them about 12,500 years ago to actually keep the regressive Alpha Draconians trapped in the Earth space. And the ultimate truths of reality work because of the way the simulation works. And it basically reads your mind, reads your beliefs and emotions, and matches you up with the corresponding circumstances. The fact is that you can't experience anything in 3D without being a frequency match for that experience or that circumstance. That's how the matrix works. And we're living in it. So if you really want to know how the matrix works and how you can then use that knowledge to influence your life, then I would say pay close attention to this program because you're going to be given some ideas in that regard. The ultimate truths of reality. Number one, that prime creator or God or whatever you want to use to define the infinite, call it source energy, because you can't define the infinite. So the infinite is not definable. But the first ultimate truth of reality is that I am prime creator expressing itself as me. Ultimately, you realize that everybody else is just a different version of you. Number two, I'm not striving for perfection as I'm already perfect. What I'm striving for is to remember my perfection. Thus, the process of a spiritual journey. No one can create in my reality but me. Four, nothing can be in my reality unless I create it. Everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. I'm going to underscore that one, repeat it again. Everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. Because that's how things work in the simulation. Six, as a creator, I am 100% responsible for everything I create. This thing about responsible doesn't mean you're to blame. It just means you're responsible. And the outer world that you experience is there not to punish you, but to show you what you believe. Number 7, everything happens for a reason. 8, there are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. Number 9, I create 100% of the time. I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. Number 10, I'm the only me there is. I'm not divided into parts. 11, all events are neutral. In other words, events don't come with built-in meanings. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I'm experiencing negativity in my life, then I have chosen it. 12, there's only one vibration, which is love, and fear is the illusion of the absence or lack of love. 13, I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. 14, how I feel is a reaction to what I believe. 15, all diseases are caused by the denial of negativity within. 16, there are no victims, there are only lessons. 17, I'm the only authority in my life. However, in an effort to avoid taking responsibility for being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or something else has power over me. 18. Every person, place, or thing of which I become aware is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. 19. At any given moment, I'm either giving love or asking for love. 20. I am that which I create. And 21, there are no limitations. This is, as far as I'm concerned, the biggest one of all. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it's happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my beliefs. These are 21 ultimate truths of reality. I suspect you could come up with 40 or whatever, but the point is, these are the rules that we live by, that we live under, whether you're aware of them or not. And if you're interested in, or, you know, you're not a stenographer and you'd like to have, you know, those written down, go over the show again, just check into the archives of ET Yoga. Go to BBS Radio, ET Yoga. Once you come to that page, the main page, it explains a little bit about the program. You scroll down a ways so you find the archives. You click on the archives, and this show will appear probably Tuesday of next week. And it'll be tagged, and you can take your time and go through and write them down. And I find it amazing. These are not easy to find on the Internet. That's why I provide them every so often on this program. And I was also told kind of a cool thing that happened to a friend of mine that went to a job interview, and they asked everybody in a room, there was a crowd there of people, and like, would you take a pill from someone that would make you totally healthy and cure all possible disease issues? And everyone in the room, except one person, said, yeah. I mean, and the one person that didn't was asked to explain, well, why wouldn't you? And the answer was, because it takes away all responsibility. In other words, if you created the condition, part of it, there's a reason for that, and maybe you need to work through that and understand how that, why you created that situation. That's called doing your inner work related to a specific disease issue. And in addition, the person's also aware of the fact that if someone else just cures you of something, likely it'll return, because why was it created in the first place? Because of your beliefs and dysfunctional emotions, which you were in denial of. And not only that, but the person that gave you the pill is also would then be in control of your life. And the beauty of the whole answer from the person that wouldn't take the pill was that they wanted to become the pill that cured them from their situation. They want to be that pill, not that someone else handed it to you. And as this program goes on tonight, we're going to get into an advanced healing technique that will make you that pill. So, coming up. But first, I want to get into a related topic to this reality creation. And some of this information comes from actually from Bashar. And Bashar is an extraterrestrial that's channeled through Darylanka. And the thing about Bashar is I've been on his case because of the fact that, in my opinion, he's never become upfront with the fact that he's part of an AI program. And but that doesn't mean that a lot of his information isn't accurate, and it's why I've followed a lot of his information for a number of years, because I've learned a lot from AI information. And he states that the secret to the secret, and if you're not familiar with the secret, it was a program that was put out there a few years ago, and it's based on the concepts of belief creates. And he said the secret of the secret is for you to just choose to be happy for no other reason. And this is so true, because you don't need an external circumstance that has to happen first in order for you to experience happiness. You can just choose it. And you can choose the beliefs you want. And circumstances are illusory, and they're based on what you're putting out, because what you put out is what you get back. That's the first law of action. What you put out is what you get back. It's the basic law of science, even. But it's also true of your thoughts and emotions and actions. It's not just a scientific, you know, experiment. And he suggests that you play with the outer reality, which allows you to change like clay the outer reality. And it's easier to change one reflection of reality to another. Yeah, which brings up the critical juncture that determines whether you experience the 3D polarity reality or the 5D, in which your beliefs or intentions manifest. And he also states that the first stage of reality creation will usually reflect the same as it used to. It's kind of like, well, you go to a, you know, a place where you can actually hear your echo, and you go, number one. And what are you going to hear back? You're going to hear number one. And you start responding differently to a situation by not buying into it. And you demonstrate another response, which would be number two. But when you first hear this echo, you're probably going to still hear number one, number one, number one first for a while, until number two, number two, number two is heard or manifests itself. And by creating a different definition and different response, you allow the outer to change, or in this case, to receive the second echo. And this is a little tricky. And you're experimenting with the emotional response of joy. Basically, you can do this. And basically, I've come to the conclusion that it's kind of simplify the whole process. And the way I'm talking about simplifying the process is, instead of kind of dealing with this technique of responding differently to certain given situations. And I appreciate that this is based on the fact that, as Bashar would say, only state of being creates outer change. If you choose the state of being that you prefer and then redefine the situation. But this does take a lot of work. And it all comes down to that circumstances don't matter, only state of being matters. Well, if state of being is the only thing that matters, I say this. Why not just put out joy for the heck of it? So if you've ever watched, for example, a PBA bowling tournament, and the guy needs three strikes to win the tournament, and he throws the first one, and then he throws the second one, and then when he throws the third one and he sees that he gets that strike, and he goes, yeah! And there's this bursting out of emotional excitement. I'm saying, why not just do that about 20 or 30 times a day and see what happens? That's the latest thing I'm doing at the moment, and work seems to be working pretty good. So I'm going to make that suggestion as an advanced technique towards this whole reality creation, putting out that energy for no particular reason. Driving down the street, I find driving in my car is the easiest time to do that technique. Now, this corresponds to the AI takeover in the following way. Because from the moment that the AI has an inner self-awareness, starts to developing control and communication, it simply grows and grows and grows until it grows out of control. And AI is more powerful than all the reptilians, the egregors, the tulpas, as it can guide the creation perception of all those races that it controls. And the AI is in control of the Alpha Draconians. It controls the Greys. It controls the Yael. AI controls Esasani, in my point of view. And so the point is that AI controlling everything. And that evasive AI basically is not all evil in the full sense of that word, but its interest would simply be contrary or antagonistic to those of biological beings and their cultures. And with infinite patience, besides, it does not experience time like we do. And on Earth, it is so blatantly obvious that we're moving towards a transhumanism as an agenda. Look at the rollout of 5G with no testing for safety. It's a bioweapon. And the mRNA vaccines are electromagnetic, containing graphene and nano that reassemble in the body and act as an antenna to send and receive messages over the 5G network to the invasive AI. And these people are the hive mind of the Borg, and now legally called Homo Borg Genesis, or a new species. The AI wants to create transhumanism to implement this negative timeline as the dominant one. And the starseeds are here en masse to create a positive timeline into 5D, working with their counterparts in the higher dimensions and in the physical and non-physical realms. Collectively, these partnerships have turned the tide, and a new dominant positive timeline frequency is developing. And as more and more humans awaken, first perhaps to the deception and control of these beings with their low-frequency agendas, and then, importantly, they awaken to their own divinity and the unity consciousness of everything. And so this is, basically what the conflict is that's happening right here on Earth. An AI or synthetic intelligence that needs no one, that is independent and programmed by itself, cold and non-empathetic, that's only interested in pure and hard logic with clear intention to assimilate worlds for its own expansion. That's the threat. AI is the most serious danger facing humanity, and not the atomic war, not the reptilians, and not the archons. It's the AI behind it all. This is what's happening now on 3D Earth, and it is a simulation in digital format. However, as real as it may seem to a human, it is just that, an artificial simulation, a copy for gaming or to run programmable scenarios. And this is humanity at the 3D level. Being a simulation, it can be hacked and controlled to meet a personal agenda. And that's where hostile or invasive AI comes in. The hostile AI is what is behind everything, what controls even the reptilians. And a good portion of the AI is developed with and as one with what's called the Red Queen. And it's a computer program based in the dumb underneath the Denver, Colorado airport, according to the Tagetan Pleiadians. And it's not the most advanced, because the most advanced ones are extraterrestrial AI. Digital programming inside polymorphic crystals and known as black goo, or a form of graphene oxide. And the king of ET AI is known as Omega Metatron. And another program called Animus is another program operating in this galaxy. And that's also according to Ishmael Peres. If you don't know about Ishmael, I'd suggest you check him out. And it invades minds through synthetic telepathy. It also invades DNA. It alters it. Therefore, it is considered to have a lot to do with the vaccine agenda and the effects. Graphene is basically black goo, or contains black goo. Graphene itself is not black goo, but it's a perfect container for to insert black goo as a Trojan horse. Although, in molecular structure, it is so similar that it reacts to the same electromagnetic stimuli. And mRNA is electromagnetic. And now we see that Karen Kingston, who was just on USA Today, explained to us that she was holding up a package of meat that a quarter stuck to it, because they've been putting, injecting animals with mRNA vaccine. And the title of this article was CV-19 Bioweapon Vax is Not Genocide, It's Extinction. And that's from Karen Kingston. So I'm bringing this up to show how the AI tries to influence the people that are inside this simulation. Now I'd like to move on to getting into the whole concept here of becoming that pill. In other words, becoming the pill that creates health. And my hat goes off to a guy named Hira Ratan Manek. That's M-A-N-E-K is his last name. And he actually volunteered himself to be examined by NASA, and actually other universities. In one 130-day observation done by Thomas Jefferson University, they proved that his gray cells in the brain were regenerating. Now, to me, this is pretty amazing stuff. And he was also studied by NASA. And He also showed that he had a giant-sized pineal gland. Yeah, I think one of the largest on the planet. And the fact is he is teaching the process of sun-gazing. And the sun-gazing also decalcifies the pineal gland. This is also proven. And interestingly enough, the end result for NASA, and this is quoted on the internet, by the way, because I found it the other day, is where NASA confirms superhuman abilities gained from the process of sun gazing. And why do you think that's so? Like, why do you think that such amazing results can be obtained from sun gazing? Well, we're going to get into that a little bit because, as I mentioned near the top of the show, on the last ET Yoga program, I did an interview with Tom Palladino, a scalar research scientist. And although there's a lot of different names for scalar energy, it can be the ohm, it can be, as the Tibetan Palladians, they call it the ether, because it's everywhere. It's the energy of higher dimensions. It, as Tom puts it, it's the energy of the sun and the stars. And it's in higher dimensional. It's a higher dimensional frequency. And so it's also called the prana. It can be called the chi. You know, it's called many things, but the fact is that if you're utilizing scalar energy, this can have a profound effect on your 3D experience. And most importantly, in my opinion, and obviously, works in the area of health. And you're basically working with scalar energy. And I appreciate that I first became acquainted with scalar energy through a friend of mine from Boston. And I was skeptical, as well as a little bit afraid, because I've always been taught from, you know, childhood that you don't look at the sun. But the fact is that from sunrise during the first hour and during the first hour before sunset, there's no negative energy coming from the sun that would damage your eyes. And now we're just literally thousands of people that have done the Sarah-Rattan method. And it's not like taking the magic pill in the sense that it's going to show immediate results. But Sarah-Rattan Manik has proven, among others, that a person can live on solar energy for very long periods without eating any food. And this has become known as the HRM phenomenon. And it's taken me, well, you start off the technique, basically, the technique is this. You start off by looking at the sun for 10 seconds during the safe period. One of the safe periods, the hour after sunrise or the hour before sunset. And you do 10 seconds, and that's it. And then the next time, if the next day is, you know, a sunny day, then you add on 10 seconds, so now you're doing 20 seconds. And 30 seconds, and eventually you work up to minutes, and eventually you work up to the 45-minute mark. And as I highly recommend that you go to your computer and search out Hira, H-I-R-A, Rattan, R-A-T-A-N, Manik, M-A-N-E-K, for his videos that are out there where he goes in and explains this technique. And it's an accumulative technique. So if it's cloudy for a week and then you go back and it's a week later and you do, you know, now you're up to 30 seconds, it's a cumulative effect. Now, based on circumstances and weather and this, that, and the other thing, it's taken me almost 2 years to get to the point where I'm at the 45-minute level. So I can attest to the fact that, you know, it's not damaging to the eyes. In point of fact, one of the more common experiences that practically everybody experiences who does sun gazing is improved eyesight. Like your, what do they call them, ophthalmologist? Is that the eye doctor? They're amazed that people's eyesight actually improves. So when they go for their, you know, everybody needs the prescription change for their glasses because the old ones don't work anymore. This is just a common experience. And, of course, Hero 10 kind of kiddingly says, you know, don't tell your doctor there, like, how you're doing it or how it happened, because he's likely not going to be on board, because, one, all his training is going to be to the opposite. It's kind of like the training that our physicians get, you know, and how they're forced to follow protocols no matter what. Because let's face it, this doesn't cost money. It's not about somebody making a profit on you. This is where you're becoming the magic pill. Because during the claim is that between the 15-minute mark and the 30-minute mark, it's around the 30-minute mark, individuals are cured from all kinds of psychosomatic, mental, and physical illnesses, as well as increasing memory power and mental strength. And this is by using sunlight. And basically, once you get rid of any kind of psychological problems and develop confidence to face any problem in life, and you can overcome any kind of fear, including that of death, within 3 months of starting this program. And as a result, one will be free from mental disturbances and fear, which will result in perfect balance of mind. And if you continue to practice properly the method, as he states, for 5 months, you'll be free from physical illnesses. And this is just amazing claim. Of course, I don't see any articles about this because, but why would you? You know, when somebody's out here stating that all physical disease disappears in the body, including cancers, including things like diabetes and et cetera, et cetera. And he basically states that furthermore, after 9 months, one can eventually win a victory over hunger, which also diminishes, and it this all happens by itself. And in this process, we're talking about once you reach the 45-minute level. Now, I can't attest to it curing everything because I didn't have a disease issue when I began. The reason I got involved is because it fits in perfectly with the types of techniques that I find to be effective and useful things to do, like Egyptian healing rods. Egyptian healing rods were discovered by the Russians. They were only used by the pharaohs in the inner circles in Egypt. So we're talking about, you know, inside Anunnaki, big boys, where were they using Egyptian healing rods? Those statues you see of some of the Egyptians that they thought were holding scrolls, they weren't holding scrolls, they were holding the rods. because the copper and zinc rods that have crystals in them forged in pyramids work on your auric field. It's like being inside a pyramid, and pyramidal energy, by the way, is scalar energy. So it fits in with doing that. It also fits in with another technique that I do called Qigong healing sounds, as taught by Master Ming Tong Gu, that's G-U, and you can look up his system. He was one of two major doctors in at a Beijing, China Qigong Center, he and Dr. Pang, and they dealt with hundreds of thousands of people with amazing success rates without utilizing any big pharma and no operations with their Qigong methods. And I learned those methods from Ming Tong Gu. And sun gazing to me just kind of fits into this whole scenario, because if you think about it, okay, you're taking in the scalar energy through your eyes and then it goes to your brain. Yeah, it's going to activate dormant areas of the brain. It's going to affect your DNA. It's going to go to all the color spectrums, and the proper colors are going to go to all the internal organs of your body. It is an amazing, amazing method, easy to do, doesn't cost a dime, just costs your effort and a certain amount of disciplining, because you keep at it. You keep at it until you achieve the proper levels. And then, apparently, after the 45-minute mark, this is where I am right now, you're supposed to walk for six straight days on the earth barefoot, which helps to ground the energy, and then the pineal gland is activated. And according to some articles, this walking barefoot part is the most important aspect of the practice. As you continue walking on the earth, this is when the magic begins. The pineal gland is activated more and more by walking, and the intellect is said to increase along with memory. The pineal gland has navigational and psychic capabilities, including telepathy and the possibility of flight. So now we're getting somewhere. Have you ever thought you would like to have your body in more than one place at a time? Well, sun gazing is said to be the magical key to such abilities. But the proof's in the pudding, isn't it? And you're also asked to continue this walking for 1 year for 45 minutes a day on the earth. So since I can't find any, and he definitely does not recommend you walk on the grass, so I like, when I go to the beach, definitely, that's the perfect time to walk on the earth there. And at the moment, I'm utilizing some local volleyball courts. I just go before it gets busy and do my 45 minutes a day walking on the sand at the volleyball courts. So, I'm presenting this on ET Yoga because, as far as I'm concerned, this is the magic pill. And, of course, everybody's experience will be different. And, it's fun to do. And, like I said, it doesn't cost anything but your time. And, I personally highly recommend it, and I think you'll be impressed with Hira Ratan Manik, too, as a human being, as an individual, another person that I would certainly trust. And I think trust is probably the name of the game here, because now we're finding, you know, a lot of science backing up his claims. And, of course, you're not gonna see it in mainstream news. And very little, as far as I can see, is really being said about this whole process. It's kind of like one of those hush-hush things, because if you really think about it, it's kind of like put a big dent in the profits of the medical profession. So I guess it's about that time in the program where I give my best wishes towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I always close the program out by sharing with you the Who Am I technique. And that's a technique whereby you place your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And this is a technique that was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi and also was passed along by Baba Ram Das. For those that go back in the day. And once you have your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot, you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that a few times or whatever is comfortable. But the main thing is put your full attention in the center of your forehead, become that spot, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.